It's Thursday, May 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Costa Rica declares war on Conti, Google's approach to secure supply chains, and Apple's new courses. This is the Business of Tech. Here's a new one on the ransomware front. The Conti gang has hacked the Costa Rican government and encourages citizens to protest their government's non-payment of a ransom and says they should overthrow the government if it doesn't pay up. This after the state of emergency declared last week and now a set of taunts posted on the weekend. Pulling from Vice, Conti is primarily a community of people who understand information security, and we believe that we understand it very well, the hackers wrote, asking the Costa Rican government to pay the ransom so that their problems will go away. Quote, why not just buy a decryption key? The hackers also added that they will delete the decryption keys, a threat that essentially means it won't be possible for Costa Rica to unlock the files encrypted by the ransomware. The story continues as the Costa Rican president, who just began his term this month, has declared that the country is at war with the gang. Quote, the war is against an international terrorist group, which apparently has operatives in Costa Rica. There are very clear indications that people inside the country are collaborating with Conti. Meanwhile, in Veeam's 2022 ransomware trends report, four key data points. 72% of organizations that had partial or complete attacks on their backup repositories. 80% of successful attacks targeted known vulnerabilities. 76% of victims paid the ransom. And 24% of organizations that paid did not recover their stolen data. Why do we care? Do not pay the ransom. A simple, powerful statement that requires a lot of preparation. In order to tell the criminals to F off, an organization has to be in position to do so. Confident in their recovery, executing a plan, prepared before the incident. I've talked about the idea of cyber as warfare before, and note that NATO has linked cyber to defense as well. Imagine for a moment if Costa Rica was in NATO, and now the consequences of a declaration of war. These are the cyber stakes. On Tuesday, Google announced a new program around open source software and their attempt to secure the supply chain. The new program, Assured Open Source Software, curates and distributes a security-vetted collection of open source packages to Google Cloud customers. Per The Verge, a list of the 550 major open source libraries being continuously reviewed by Google is available on GitHub. While these libraries can all be downloaded independently of Google, the Assured OSS program will see audited versions distributed through Google Cloud, mitigating against incidents where developers intentionally or unintentionally corrupt widely used open source libraries. The service is in early access mode and is expected to be made available for broader customer testing in Q3 2022. While I'm covering Google Cloud, TD SYNNEX has announced the availability of Google Cloud solutions within its portfolio. Now, why do we care? Google Cloud, available within traditional distribution channels, is a notable development and shows the mainstream nature of the technology. A technology, mind you, that is rapidly maturing. I wouldn't cite this Google program as the perfect solution, but perhaps a solid middle ground for those asking for a software bill of materials. What if software was built only on security-vetted packages? It would, undoubtedly, make the foundation have a smaller attack surface. Some savvy teams will be asking questions about how to get to this state. In super tactical and handy news, Apple announced it had updated its certification and training for IT pros and management working with Apple products. That includes two specific courses being added online, Apple Device Support and Apple Deployment and Management. The company noted the training is redesigned and now entirely online and self-paced. Courses are built upon each other, starting with Apple Device Support and moving on to Apple Deployment and Management. Each course is $149. Why do we care? It's been my experience that many IT service providers view the ever-growing Mac market as an afterthought. I'd argue now that there's little excuse for a $149 course to be taken to be professionalized. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, and automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening. It's National Devil's Food Cake Day and National Barber Mental Health Awareness Day. So take your barber to Devil's Food Cake. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.